Hey, welcome back to...
Welcome back.
I mean, you should know where you are.
We're still here.
Right? You clicked it. You should know what podcast you're in.
You didn't click it.
Confidence. That is confidence right there. I ever heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry they didn't click it.
This is By Its Cover, a podcast where we pick books by their covers and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Katie. That's Jake.
Hey.
We didn't introduce ourselves on the last one.
It's fine. They understand.
We're siblings.
Yep.
And today we're going to talk about The Dawn Hounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, describe the cover of this book for me.
Mushrooms.
Let me see that.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so...
See the mushrooms.
Let's take a pause really quick.
Okay.
And I want to talk about how I pick out books.
Okay, do it.
So I go to my favorite bookstore,
uh-huh.
which is called Salmon Berry Books. And it's downtown Port Orchard, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They have a website, I'm sure. And I walk in, and the owner of the shop is always putting new titles facing towards you. Because that's mm-hmm. how most people buy the book, is they buy the book because... of the titles are facing towards them. They don't ever read the spine because it's right. chaos, right? So I walked into Salmon Berry Books.
Uh-huh.
I went to this book,
uh-huh.
which had mushrooms and a ship on the front.
Oh, I missed the ship.
You missed the ship?
Yeah, I saw a little door or something. Was that a ship? Oh, I see the ship.
Yep.
I was looking at the little mushroom house on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so, and what?
The fog.
And the fog. The fog right. is pretty.
And by the way, the cover of this one, the mushrooms that are on the front are all sort of sci-fi inhabitant. So they're not sort of fantasy mushroom houses where gnomes live. This you could definitely tell that this is an advanced technology space.
Mm.
The mushrooms have lights in them. They've got windows. They've got wires running on the outside. There's some floating stuff in the sky. And there's a ship that looks like a battleship, a modern battleship in the back.
Did you analyze that much information before you decided to read it?
Yes.
So you look that closely at the cover?
At this cover.
At that cover,
you did. Because I think this cover is fantastic.
Okay.
There's so many little hidden details in here that you can get lost in the artwork. I think whoever the illustrator was of this cover did a fantastic job of, you know, they have the important stuff, the Dawn Hounds, right, yeah. the title. And then they have everything about the story in the title, or sorry, in the cover itself.
Okay. So, I didn't read this book.
Yes, that's correct.
So this is our first episode where you read the book and I didn't.
Right, and I'm going to ask you questions about it.
Great. So, just a little tidbit of information. You can find out who the illustrator is.
Really?
Yeah, usually it's in the... I believe it's normally in the... like the first beginning pages where you've got like the copyright information and stuff. I think it's usually got a little note that says illustrated by.
Okay. I'm going to have to...
Dig into that.
Dig into that.
Because it's cool art. It definitely is cool art.
Yeah.
So did you then read the information? Is it a hardcover?
I picked up the soft cover.
The soft cover. So did you read the information on the back?
I did.
And what did it tell you to expect?
It told me to expect something I saw on the cover, which was one of the ratings, which said, "Fiercely queer, I love it."
Mm.
And that broke my mind a bit, because it's mushrooms and battleships and technology and fiercely queer.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? What? So I go to the back of the book, and it does a pretty good job at summarizing what the book's about.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the main character, the journey that they're going to go on, some of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely doesn't give the reader everything, just like the back of the book shouldn't.
Right.
Right.
So what did it tell you to expect?
Non-real stuff.
Can you elaborate?
Sci-fi fantasy. For those who clicked on last week's video or last episode's video. And
there's no video.
This...
episode.
For those who clicked on last episode and listened to it,
thank you.
Within the first 5 minutes, I talk about how I don't like nonfiction. Mm-hmm. I only like the fake stuff.
Yeah. Right?
So give me that snake oil way more than life insurance. So that's the back of the book told me this is not real.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I was into. I was like, okay, this is not real. I like the cover. They're going to talk about mushrooms, which is one of my best friend's favorite things, is like mushroom iconography, mm-hmm. right? I like boats. And so I was like, yeah, this is basically my buddy and I's favorite book all of a sudden.
It's right? got the boat and the mushrooms.
Boat and mushrooms.
Did you send him a picture of the cover?
No, because it says fiercely queer, I love it. I was like, okay, well, maybe not that we have anything against LGBTQ.
Absolutely not.
Plus, right?
Right.
But more that I was so curious about what this book was at that point. Uh-huh. I didn't even have time to take a picture of it.
You were just ready to read
it. I'm ready to read it. I bought like 3 or 4 books that same day, all by the cover, because I hate looking up reviews for things. And I was ready to read it. It was the first one that I picked up. I got home, plopped the other books down. They got dusty. I read this one.
What's this book about?
Okay. So there's two things that I could do here. I can either look at the reference or I can play it by memory. So I think I'm going to play it by memory.
Okay, do it by memory.
Okay. So this book is about a lesbian cop mm-hmm. in a city made of mushrooms where homosexuality is against the law. Being a cop that's homosexual is definitely against the law. Super frowned down on, right? And so she has a hard time making a path for herself in her career. So she hits a limit as to what she can do, even though she's qualified. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got like, it feels like a really creative side. Mm-hmm. She's lured by women in bars that have great singing voices great singing voices, I guess.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's her limit, basically. And I think she even sees, like, a cop in a bar, like a gay bar, and they don't talk about it, right?
Okay.
So, anyway, everything that's wrong with her, they blame on her being homosexual.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, logically. So, just kidding, by the way. It's illogical.
Totally illogical. Totally illogical.
I'm really sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to get me in trouble. So, but it's who I am. So, if I'm in trouble, I'm in trouble. Sorry. Those who are getting me in trouble, I guess. I'm not really sorry. I am who I am. So,
satirical humor.
It's satirical humor. Yeah. Often very dark. So then, okay, she finds a dead cop buddy dead.
A dead cop buddy dead.
Yep. Super dead. All the way dead.
Okay.
And in this world, in this universe, right, the Dawn Hounds universe, mm-hmm. There's sort of a big, evil, mysterious force that has the potential to come in and, like, kill everyone in the city.
Like a god?
No. Okay. Like another nation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like another nation with hidden power or, like, superpowers that can come Something. In and kill them, right? And they,
yeah.
So they're trying to protect the city. High alert. And she doesn't know who killed the cop. There's some worry that the person that killed the cop could be from that other power.
Okay.
Trying to get into the city in some way, mm-hmm. right? And so she's afraid to bring it up to chief of police because they won't believe her because she's gay.
Wait, how is she allowed to be on the police force?
She's in the closet.
But they know that she's gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's unsuccessfully in the closet.
Got it.
It's sort of like that don't ask, don't tell.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she dies.
What? The main character?
Boom. That's it. She dies.
At the end or in the middle?
Nope. Like through the quarter, you know, three-sevenths of the way through.
If you were listening, hoping not to get any spoilers. Sorry.
Well, yeah. 3/7 of the way through, you're going to be like, wow, she died.
Okay.
So she died.
Okay.
Okay. What happens next? The main character's dead. Is right. this Game of Thrones? Do they introduce a new character? Is every character that you like going to die? No. She's resurrected.
Okay.
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 Which she didn't know was possible. So she dies. She wakes up. She throws up. Very important. Uh-huh. And then she doesn't really understand what's happened because she thought that she was dead.
Right.
Like someone just beat her brains out. So she doesn't know what to do. And of course it's sort of that, do I tell people that I died?
Right.
Or not? Well, they won't believe me because I'm gay. So she goes almost into On the Lam.
On the Lam?
On the Lam.
What does that mean?
Oh, geez. On the lam means that you are running from authority.
Oh, like on the run.
On the run. Yeah, but you're hiding, right?
Okay.
Not always running. Sometimes you're hiding.
Okay.
And she discovers that she's got, like, sort of these little bit of power. This little bit of power. She doesn't know what to do with it. And through a series of events, mm-hmm. she's introduced to pirates. Okay.
This book sounds wild. Me?
Yes. So wild, okay? She's a gay cop in a mushroom city introduced to pirates after she dies. This is like the best, right?
This plot is killer.
Yes, so killer. So, and these pirates,
I just feel like somebody, who's the author?
Sasha Stranach.
Okay.
Stranach.
I just wonder, just for the plot, this feels like a yes and.
This does feel like a yes and.
Right? Like
this is not quite to the point of Light from Uncommon Stars.
Mm.
This, because that is a very yes and book, right? Yeah. But this is definitely a yes and book. But I think it's appropriately yes and.
I love it.
This, right? Because if we didn't have yes and books, we would have the same damn story every time, right? Which is basically fantasy in the 80s.
Yeah. It got a little exhausting.
Orcs, goblins, magic wielders.
Elves. And I love all of those things.
Yeah, totally.
But there's only, you have to limit the number of ones that you read, because then they all start to blend together.
You just add leprosy into it, and it becomes a whole new story.
Those were good books.
Yeah, they were.
They were. All right, continue.
If anyone can guess what series that is,
let us know.
Let us know. Okay, so she finds these pirates. Mm-hmm. They're all gay. They know she's got powers. She knows they got powers. And they sort of take her under their wing at some point.
Are they the external force?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not. They're like wizards or something.
Okay.
Okay. She learns about different magics and everything, right? And she's no longer a cop at some point.
Okay.
She
quit her job.
She's a pirate. She's a pirate. There's just different. She had a career change.
Yeah.
She didn't do the anxiety-inducing thing of quitting your job. She became a pirate, which is a total career change for her.
Yeah. 180 from a cop.
180. Kind of.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, yeah, depending on if you're a good cop or...
Well, it depends on the universe.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And corruption is in every universe.
So. That's true.
Yeah. So she becomes a pirate. They take her under their wing. They're all gay. You know, she realizes this is a better life for her.
Yeah.
And then evil forces attack the city.
And
there's that sort of antagonist, right? So a lot of the beginning of the book was human journey or like her journey, right? To discovering her power, mm-hmm. Finding a place of acceptance, right?
That's cute.
Yeah, super cute. And then evil forces.
What was your favorite part of this book?
But wait,
there's more.
There's more. I'm glad I'm doing this by memory.
Yeah.
And not by the whatever. So the evil forces attack, and they attack with, like, this virus thing.
Oh.
That, like, sucks the life out of the city. And it, like, multiplies and stuff, right? Kind of like zombies.
Okay.
Sort of like zombies.
Yeah.
And then she discovers that she's super powerful. And, like, the pirates come and they, like, all together. They throw somehow the ship gets into the city.
Is this a flying
teleports. Ship? No.
Okay.
One of the magics teleported into, like, a canal. And that becomes their, like, you know... piece de la resistance, right?
Mm.
That's where they're providing the forces against the evil forces.
That's cool.
And they lift their glasses and sing whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. Sorry.
No, they don't.
I couldn't help it. Like, that was like... anyway, a segue. My brain went that way. So, anyway, they win.
Yeah.
She's still a pirate. She's accepted. And I cannot wait for the sequel.
Wait, if they...
They defend a city, but do they save the universe?
Oh, I see. And then what's the universe going to be like?
Who knows?
That's exciting.
She's got a new magic. She has a place of acceptance,
mm-hmm.
right? She's with people that can help her, mm-hmm. and the evil forces were defended. So I don't know if the sequel is going to be for the main character or not.
That's exciting.
But how does she resurrect, you might ask?
Yeah. How does she resurrect, I ask? This is
the coolest... death mechanic in any universe I've seen. Okay?
Okay.
When most people die, they die. Mm-hmm. When you die, if you are chosen by an ancient deity to come back to life, you will always be able to come back to life, but from the location that you were killed.
I feel like that's like a video game.
Almost, yeah. Almost. From which you spawned.
Right.
Right? So the danger of being immortal here is if other people know where you were spawned, where you spawn,
yeah,
you can get into a death loop.
Yeah.
And so she was chosen by an ancient underwater sea monkey god. And the people that have magic were all chosen by these ancient deities.
Yeah.
Right. So the pirates were all sort of chosen by ancient deities. And they all have their own spawn points and they don't tell anyone their spawn points, right?
This book sounds wild.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other twists in there that I'm not going to talk about because they're almost like subtle twists, but it's like super good. And, you know, I think she finds a partner at some point, at least like they were cute on each other or something.
Yeah.
So it's a good, it's definitely a good read. I probably don't do it any justice.
I don't know. It sounds really exciting the way you described it.
It's an exciting book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds really strange.
And I would say for this book, the cover delivered.
It did.
It did. Mushrooms and pirate ships, right? And technology and all of that was in there. The only thing that was missing from the cover was magic, which I think they did a really good job about because at the point that she was a cop, she didn't have any magic. So why would it be on the cover?
That's true. That's awesome. that book sounds really, really bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I read it?
Yes.
Do you think I would like it?
Yes. I don't know.
Do you ever recommend books that you think people won't like?
No.
Oh, okay, I do.
I usually... Okay, so I think this is where some of our family members differ. Mm-hmm. Some of our family members will say, you have to read this book. It's the best book I ever read up until this point, and the next book I read will be the most best book I've ever read.
Okay.
And I'm not like that at all.
Yeah.
I usually keep what I read to myself. If people look at the book, they're like, hey, was that good? I'll say yes. If I really like it, then I will roll the decks, spin to people in my life who I know like the style of book, and I'll tell them.
So like The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
That one.
Yeah.
Definitely I told three people about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one of those people told me about it.
That was an incredible book.
Yeah, that really was. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know where I land on that.
On what?
On that spectrum of our family. Of.
I never hear about books from you.
That's funny because we're starting a book podcast. So you don't talk about the books that you like to read. And I don't share the books I like to read. And together we've started a book podcast.
This is, if you go back to our previous episode, you never know when you're going to be underwater cave diving.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just never know.
You never know.
I love this. What was your favorite part of the book?
Good question. Okay, my favorite part of the book, I have two.
Okay.
Okay. I am a sucker for power discovery. The mystery around power discovery. And I think that's why the Harry Potter series was so great.
Yeah.
Was because you've got a muggle that all of a sudden has power and you're learning with them, right? Yeah. You're learning with this group of kids that are learning how to do magic. And in my mind, I'm like, yes, I want to do magic.
Yeah.
Right? So when the main character of this book, I think her name was Yat, when she discovered she had powers, I was like, oh my God, take me on this journey. Mm. I want these powers, right? And so it was really cool to go on that journey with her.
That's awesome.
Okay. Second favorite part, I love boats. And so when the boat, I think it was either thrown or teleported into the canal, when that boat was there and everyone was like fighting on the boat, I was like, oh my God, give me boats. So when like power, like magic power and boats, I'm like, yeah, this is good.
Boats. What do you love about boats?
They float. They're wood sometimes. Uh-huh. Other times they're metal. Other times they're fiberglass. Other times they're concrete. Right?
Yeah.
And they're majestic. Mm. Nobody knows how they work. You know, it's like a big mystery in the world. How do boats go forward? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Right? Well, in reality, what happens is we harness the power of ancient beings. Mm. And we distill it down into a liquid, these ancient beings. And then we use fire, controlled fire, to explode the ancient being fluid to move a steampunk-like device.
Yeah.
Right? That ultimately will move a blade under the water. I don't know if you knew this, but there's a blade under the water.
What?
In the back. Yeah. And it spins rapidly because of how fast this ancient being juices being exploded inside this like little steampunk machine.
Amazing.
Right. Some people say some boats can move just by the wind. You know, the like air. When you go outside and you feel the wind
move. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people think that you can... this is a, like relatively new theory where you can take large pieces of fabric and you can attach it to a couple of metal poles and it will push you along. Now, my theory here is it's not the pushing that's the best when it comes to movement via the wind over these big pieces of fabric. I think if you angle that fabric correctly, you can actually be pulled.
Fascinating.
Right. So this is like boats are definitely fantastical.
Combustion and sailboats brought to you by Jake and Frederick.
No, don't ruin this for me, okay? Don't ruin it. It's pieces of fabric and wind.
It's
magic. And it's like ancient being, which is actually true.
It is actually true.
Yeah, ancient beings being distilled into a steampunk machine that spins a blade under the water that spins rapidly.
Yeah.
I'm sure as time goes on, we'll refine our magics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's outro. Cool. Do you have any other questions about the book?
Did you tell me how you picked out this book?
Yep. That was like a whole 5 minutes.
That was a whole 5 minutes. And yeah, I think this is a good episode length. I think it's a good amount of time to talk about a book.
Let us know.
But please be kind in your reviews because we're just starting.
1 stars. Let's go.
Yeah. Let us know what episode length do you appreciate in a podcast? Is it 24 minutes? Is it 1 hour?
I mean, the last one was 2 hours. I definitely think if
the last one was not 2 hours.
It was 2 hours.
No,
so
it was 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. I think if we read books together.
It'll be longer. Because I kind of like this, like, together. I like doing it separate.
You like doing it separate?
I do.
Okay. I think we'll keep doing both.
Yeah. We'll just sometimes we'll both read the book and sometimes we won't.
Yeah. Like our next book will be...
Venomous Lumpsucker.
Which is a book that you read.
I did.
And I haven't.
And you haven't read it.
Right.
And I did see the cover. And it's weird as fuck.
I saw the cover.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. So I think one thing that we should do is on the next episode,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask... You're going to ask me... what I think's in the book.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what I think the book is about based off the title, any of the stuff that's on the front, and the stuff on the front.
Okay, but I don't have the physical book anymore.
No, it's fine. We have the Google.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go Google the images.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be fun.
That's it. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
We'll see you next time. Listening.
Yep. And
whatever it is that you're doing.
Enjoy boats.
With your face.
And we will see you in the next episode of...
By Its Cover.
Bye.
Bye.